one of your letters, which represents the many that came in after our What's in a Song segment last week. Curly Musgrave's Escalante Adios is a lament about the loss of cattle grazing lands in the Escalante region of Utah. And most of you wrote that Musgrave only presented one side of the story and that our introduction contained an error. So, from Jock Young of Missoula, Montana, it is simply not true that the federal government took grazing lands away from ranchers in southern Utah to make a new national park. This land was already owned by the government and the ranchers were leasing it. I have no problem with hearing the ranchers' perspective. Some of these grazing leases had been in ranching families for generations, and their loss certainly would be a sad occasion for the ranchers. But no property rights were violated. No land was taken away. In fact, the Escalante became a national monument, not a national park, which means that grazing was still allowed over much of the area. Furthermore, the retirement of most of the leases was negotiated and compensated. Whether or not someone agrees with the way it was handled, and whether or not someone thinks the government should own land in the first place, NPR should not be helping to further the land grab myth. And despite the lament of Curly Musgrave, the land is still very much alive without the cattle. Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.